president continues to make nice with the business community.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. President Obama is talking with business leaders right now at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington. The White House and the Chamber have battled over health care and financial regulations, among other things. But today, the two sides are hoping to mend some fences.
Whatever differences we may have, I know that all of us share a deep, abiding belief in this country, a belief in our people, a belief in the principles that have made America's economy the envy of the world.
The president just moments ago at the chamber. Jean Cummings is assistant managing editor for Politico. She's with us live for some analysis from Washington this morning. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Steve.
Thank you. What's the president saying to business leaders?
Well, what he's saying is that he's repeating much from the State of the Union, that it's some investments are needed through the government to help conditions for the business community. But he's also saying the business community has got to be reasonable about regulations and taxes as well.
It's almost like he's going before Congress, you know, talking to Republicans.
Absolutely. And if you look at, you know, what's his mission there, I think it's clearly twofold. He wants economic recovery. He can't get that without businesses growing and cooperating. A hostile business community could be a problem with our recovery, so he's trying to fix that. Secondly, he needs Republican votes to get his agenda through, and he's going to need the business community to help round up those votes.
So is all this happy talk working? I mean, are business leaders buying into this?
There are. It's having some effect. It is, because it's been followed up not just his rhetoric, but in the lame duck session when they pushed through certain reforms that were really sought after, including the write-off for businesses who expand and invest. That tax write-off was something the business community had as a top priority. And they got it. And so it's not just rhetoric. They're following through with policy. That's really the only way they were going to buy these folks over. And, you know, it's baby steps, but there is a down payment on it.
Jean Cummings from Politico this morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now. The S&P up about 0.8%. The NASDAQ almost a full percent right now higher. The Dow up 87 points at 12,179. Global shares are pretty much higher as well. AOL said today it's going to buy news and opinion site The Huffington Post for $315 million. Well, it's been 2 weeks since demonstrators by the thousands, the hundreds of thousands, have converged on the streets of Egypt. Now, all the while, Tunisia has had a couple of weeks off to cool off. One of the big tasks for the new transitional government in Tunisia is to deal with some serious economic issues, ones that sparked that country's revolution. Sabri Benachour reports.
Go to a cafe and speak with just about any young person in Tunisia these days, and you're bound to hear similar stories. Here's 24-year-old Wafat Limen.
I have a degree in marketing and I'm working in a call center. Some of my colleagues have master's degrees. We even have a guy with a PhD there.
And if they're from the interior of the country, you'll hear how things are even worse there. Kauthar Jabali is 29.
We have 5 people with master's degrees in my family, and none have been able to get a job in 5 or 6 years.
It's estimated that 30% of young graduates are unemployed. Tunisia has invested in education more than almost any other country in the region. But in recent years, some economists say the education system has been paying more attention to churning out grads than to making sure they're prepared for the real world. At the same time, the former government neglected economic development in huge swaths of the country. The result? A lot of educated people without jobs, especially in poorer areas.
That's the major problem that we need to face. Everything leads to that, and everything comes from that.
Elias Jouini is in charge of social and economic reform for Tunisia's transitional government. He says it wants to decentralize decision-making and focus economic development on poorer areas.
Right now, everything is decided in Tunis as far as investment goes. And that hasn't necessarily corresponded to actual needs.
The new government has already given out cash to unemployed graduates to help make ends meet. It's also looking to boost private sector job creation, possibly through simplifying regulations and providing lines of credit. In Tunis, I'm Sabri Benachour for Marketplace.
You can check out a slideshow at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping doctors, lawyers, and small business owners monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation Defender is now Reputation.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Over in Britain, forget about any resentment for people with gobs of money in the financial downturn. To get more investors in that country, the Financial Times reports the UK could make it easier for the super wealthy to get a British passport. From London, here's reporter Christopher Worth.
Since he became prime minister last year, David Cameron and his government have drafted tough new immigration rules. Cameron's government is introducing a cap on the number of people from outside the European Union who can settle in the UK. But those rules won't apply to the wealthy. Sarah Molly is with Britain's Institute for Public Policy Research.
I think they will be fighting quite hard to counter the impression that migrants are not welcome. But I think, yes, their intention will be to try and attract wealthy Americans and others from outside the EU to invest in the UK.
Under the proposal, investors bringing in over $16 million will be directed into the immigration fast lane and could become permanent residents of the UK within 2 years. Give me your poor, your tired, your huddled masses. Just give me your rich. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
And finally, you heard about singer Christina Aguilera's Super Bowl performance of the Star-Spangled Banner? She didn't remember all the words, so she made some up.
What so proudly we watched at the twilight's last reaming.
Did you hear it? Twilight's last reaming. Despite the flub, Aguilera told the Associated Press, "I can only hope that everyone could feel my love for this country and that the true spirit of its anthem still came through." I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
We've all heard about the impending doom that will result from climate change if we don't clean up our acts, but that scare tactic isn't working.
There is this general tendency of people, and Americans especially, to believe in the world as just and fair and orderly. And when information arises that threatens that view of the world, people tend to disregard that information.
I'm Bob Moon, rebranding the message of climate change next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.